This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Politicians across the country are remembering Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder, who broke gender barriers in the U.S. government. Schroeder, who died yesterday, represented Denver in the U.S. House for 24 years. She was followed in the seat by Representative Diana DeGette. She called Schroeder a warrior for the rights of women and children.
She was the first young mom to ever be elected to Congress, and she got there with passion, with fire, with brilliance, and with wit.
Schroeder helped pass the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993, guaranteeing workers at most companies 12 weeks of unpaid leave to care for a child or parent. 25 people are running for elected office in Colorado Springs, and ballots went out Friday. The mayoral race is generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations. 6035 senior reporter Pam Zubek says she expects even more to pour in before the election.
There's a lot of money in this race, and as there well should be, because it's the first time in 8 years that we have an open seat for mayor. So there's a lot of competition. There's 12 candidates running. There's five or six that have significant sums. And there's a lot at stake in this election as well.
That's 6035 senior reporter Pam Zubek. The Colorado Springs municipal election is April 4th. Denver will pay more than $1 million to settle claims that its police engaged in misconduct during protests in the summer of 2020. Denver City Council approved a slew of liability claim payments Monday. This comes after a jury awarded $14 million to 2020 protesters in a lawsuit last year. This is CPR News.